Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Here she is. Good morning, Anna Geary, former Cork Camogie player, presenter of Why Girls Quit Sport, for our latest instalment in the Summer Fitness series. Now, obviously, you were doing all of the much gentler Summer Fitness sports with Claire, so they brought me in
yes.
to do extreme fitness.
Yeah, we're going to bring in the ice bath there now for you in a second. You can sit and we can see how long you can withstand.
You can sit inside and you can do your report from in there. And what have you tried apart from ice baths?
Yeah, so I suppose there's what I wanted to give is people a flavour of what's out there, because sometimes people can find exercise a bit monotonous and they want to challenge themselves but they don't know how. So there's loads of different ways. So I picked out a few things that they can do, and I've tried some of these myself, failed miserably at some of them, but you know what? God loves a trier. So I suppose I'm going to start off with CrossFit, because it's something that people hear about a lot, and sometimes it can have a bit of a bad rep, but I've tried it myself a few times and I've probably been one of the least able in the class, because it is something, it's a community orientated environment. They're very much focused on all levels, and sometimes you hear about CrossFit, you think, oh, I'd have to be extremely fit or extremely able to do that.
Surely it's one of those, it's only as hard as you push yourself kind of sports.
It is, but I suppose the environment that it is quite intense. It is about speed, and I suppose sometimes when people are in there, they're looking to the left and to the right of them and thinking, oh, well, that person's lifting this, I need to match them.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's where the danger is.
I'm completely resistant to that kind of peer pressure.
Well, and that's what the danger is then, because you can, you know, with fatigue comes a decrease in your technique and form, so you could actually end up getting injured. But they really do promote that any level is welcome. And that, again, like you just said, it's all about your level, your pace. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you said that this was about also relieving monotony and finding other ways of getting fit. Is CrossFit not pretty monotonous?
See, it's not. And that, again, another misconception. People think it's just another form of HIIT training. But really, with CrossFit, there's things like HIIT in it, gymnastics movements, strongman movements. They have Olympic weightlifting. There's more in cardio endurance-based stuff. And they try and pique people's attention by constantly varying the movements. So if you go into every class, it's always going to be different. So you'll have a workout of the day, where sometimes you're kind of doing a specific workout for time. Other times you're kind of do as many rounds as possible in a given time. And you're challenging yourself with different movements all the time.
Yeah, so, but basically, I mean, your feet go in one direction, your arms go in the other.
But isn't that what all types of movement and fitness is? Okay, I'm losing ears. So that is.
You never had me in the first place. That was
wait,
the problem.
Wait, get onto the ice bath. Maybe that might grab your attention. And I suppose like that is something that people can try, but that's maybe for people that are already in the gyms lifting weights and want to challenge themselves a bit more. That could be something they'll do. But then for people that are into their cardio, into their 5K runs, and they're thinking, oh, I'm doing the same route all the time. There's options for them. Things like, I suppose, adventure races are really exciting, because they get people to do it in a group. You can grab your friends, and there's adventure races all over the country that you can do. Things like, there's Gale Force in Dublin, Westport Sea to Summit. They combine things like running, cycling, mountain biking. Yeah. And again, there's a fun element to them as well. You know, you're not having to do them for your maximum capacity, but you are pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and trying something different.
And it's low impact. Your knees and your ankles are not going to be feeling it in the same way they would if you go out and start pounding pavement.
Yeah, well, I suppose there is a running element to it, but it does mix it up. So, and depending on your ability, there's longer races. So like some of them are 50K, others are more like 25K. So you're doing a mix of different things. But if you are somebody that really wants to push themselves, like the Ironman has become so popular in recent times. Now, it really isn't for the faint-hearted, but if you are somebody that wants, just to give you an idea of it, if you want to push yourself, it's almost a 2.5 mile swim, just 2.4 under that, 112 mile bike ride, and then 26.2. So it's a marathon you run as well. So like that is massively not for the faint-hearted, but there's half Ironmans. You can bring it down again to triathlon. You can do sprint triathlons, which are much more achievable. It's a 750 meter swim, 20k bike ride, and a 5k run.
The biggest hurdle for me to think about overcoming there would be the transition from the pool to the sea, isn't it?
And that's the thing. And I suppose for me, if you are trying something different, like getting the advice of someone that's already doing it or getting a little bit of help is important, because if you're going to try it, you want to make sure that you don't drown. Yeah. Well, yeah. And also that, you know, even things like taking the bike from one transition period to the next, or taking off the wetsuit, all of those things,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Taking off the wetsuit, I mean, it should actually be a sport in itself. It looks so
bloody
difficult.
Well, putting on a wetsuit for me, it's a sport in itself for sure. But then if people want take things a little bit differently, if they want to more focus on the mindfulness and the mental health and the stress reduction, and you don't particularly want to put too much stress on your joints, things like hot yoga. I tried Bikram yoga a few years ago.
Okay, first principles here. What is hot yoga?
Yeah, so it is, it's ultimately, it is yoga. So it is a series of different standing and stretching postures. There's 26 of them in total, except you're doing it in hot, humid conditions. So the heat can range from in around 33 degrees to 40 degrees. So if you're someone that wants to feel the heat in your bones, maybe this is the place for you to go. The only thing I'll say to you, and I'll give you a little bit of warning, you do have to withstand the smell of feet. It was the one downside for me. Now, I won't lie, I was really impressed with the class.
Was this your own feet, Anna?
Well, I'm going to say it wasn't, but maybe it was. But that's the only thing, because obviously with the heat and people are barefoot, it's something to contend with, okay, if you're someone that doesn't particularly like feet.
All right, okay. Smells aside, what did it do to your body? What did you feel like afterwards?
Do you know what? I really felt refreshed. I find like yoga, we all know the benefits of it and the stress reduction element and all the benefits for our well-being. Sometimes I struggle with yoga because I think as a sports person, I'm preconditioned to think that unless I'm sweating, I'm not working out. So with hot yoga, you are sweating buckets. I mean, it's almost like you've stood in a shower. Like you come out feeling so refreshed though. And like it's aiding in flexibility. But as well, I suppose the added benefits on top of yoga is that you do burn more calories. It is much more of a workout in that heated environment. And again, it's so good for our bodies just to manipulate in different ways. The one thing I would say is to be careful of is to not overstretch. Because sometimes when you're in a heated environment, your muscles might be that bit more limber. So,
So
it's making sure that you don't push your body beyond that point. But again, when you have an instructor there to guide you, you can, like I went into hot yoga.
Sorry, just so I understand here, it's not just yoga with more sweat. It means that you can stretch further, push yourself further.
Exactly, because you're in that environment that it allows your muscles to be that little bit more limber. So it is about taking it at your pace. Like I went into hot yoga having never really practiced yoga before. And I go, sports person in me wanted to be one of the best in the class. But I quickly realised that my ability to, you know, do a warrior pose and stretch out my legs, you know, wasn't at the same level as other people. So with all of these things, this is just about giving you food for thought. It is about, you know, allowing you to try new things, but it doesn't mean you have to be the best at them. Like just because something isn't easy doesn't mean it's not doable. And I think that's a big difference for people is like it can be challenging, but it doesn't mean you can't do it no matter what fitness level you're at.
Ice baths.
Yes. The Wim Hof method is something that so many people talk about. And we talked about it.
This is a person's name, isn't
it? Yes, his name is Wim Hof. Yeah, they call him the Iceman. And you'll hear why now in a second. So he is all about challenging the way in which that we breathe. So a lot of us, you know, we breathe every day, we breathe every second, and we're very unaware a lot of the time of our breath. So, you know, his way of thinking is if you can manipulate that and practice how to breathe correctly under extreme cold conditions, that it can be excellent for our brain, our metabolism, our well-being, stress reduction, inflammation, pain. But again, I'm not somebody who particularly likes the cold. Like you said that you were able to get into the sea.
Acclimatization, just having done it enough. But like you at the start, breathing is the big problem. The muscles in your chest contract so much that you're breathing really, really shallowly. You're just going...
Exactly. And it's that panic. Think about like if anybody panics, if you're in a panic situation, you do start to breathe quite shallow. So this is about training your breath. It's a combination of meditation and breathing exercises in cold temperatures. Now, if somebody...
So be honest, what happens to you from the moment that you insert yourself into the ice bath? You know, where was your breathing?
Oh, well, I have never fully tried the Wim Hof, but I have many years, I would use the word endured, ice baths with playing with Cork Camogie, and it was just never something I enjoyed. Massively felt the benefits, felt so refreshed afterwards. Almost like
it reduces inflammation
and
in
pain,
muscles
it helps
and joints.
Pain. Yeah. So I think for people, if they were thinking of starting it, I would say start with even a cold shower, you know, and build up your cold shower, you know, jump into the shower warm as usual. And then at the very end, start with 10 seconds, 30 seconds, build it up to a few minutes. And then if you're someone that goes into the sea, it's marvellous. But there are loads of different places you can do online classes and there's loads of different workshops that you can do if you want to experience it.
But concentrate on your breathing while you're doing it.
Exactly.
There's no point standing there going...
And shivering and giving out. Yeah. It's really about focusing back, becoming aware of your breath and the deep inhale, exhale. It's very interesting. It's something that I really want to do. I just have to build myself up to it.
I really want to do that.
I'll check back in. You can try it out and let me know.
That sounds like it just ain't ever going to happen, is it? Anything else?
I think really for a lot of people, it's just like Muay Thai kickboxing is something as well that a lot of people are trying. But again, it's about building up to that point. Like boxer size, box fit, these are really great ways for you to tie with the idea of even boxing or like kickboxing, yeah, and it'll just ease you in. And then if you get a flavour for it, well, then you can kick on and maybe join a club. So,
but don't do these things unassisted, I would imagine, because I mean, that path is only going to lead to injury, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and that's why going, joining a class is really important, because you have an instructor there then that's going to be able to help you with those movements. And I think that's a thing for a lot of people. It doesn't matter even if you're stepping into a gym for the first time, having a personal trainer, having a dietitian, having an instructor that can show you the basics, teach you the right technique, and then it's about you doing it at your own pace. Whereas if you're left to your own devices and you don't know how to do a technique properly, of course then that might lead down the line to injuries or to you just not enjoying it because you're not doing it properly. So, you know, there is so much information out there, and now with lockdown I think people have become much more clever. They have online classes, so you know, it's a tip away of an internet search. So just to try something, and you might even have a class down the road or a community down the road waiting for you that you didn't even know was near you.
I'm curious to see how your competitive side is going to react to this text on 51551. I'm a fit 65-year-old and I decided to up my game by trying the plank. I got a personal continuous best at, what's yours?
Oh, I haven't tried it, but I wouldn't say it's more than a few minutes.
40 minutes, says Mick. My advice to myself is to stop whining and to just train.
Oh my God. Well, if he ever wants to enter family into Ireland's fittest family, I would pick them straight away if that's the kind of core strength that he has.
It is amazing, but it does bring the bigger question here, that it's not about the years, folks, it's about the mileage, isn't it? But just because there's one 65-year-old here doing that, it's not going to be a goal that's going to be attainable for everybody.
It's not, but I suppose everybody has to start somewhere. I get messages all the time from people saying, you know, am I too old to do this? And you're not. It's just about being mindful maybe of your recovery. So a 20-year-old and a 60-year-old are going to have different recovery periods. So if you can build in more rest, that's key. Like even any sports person as they're coming to the end of their career will tell you they rest more sometimes than they train. So once you're mindful of that, you know, you're focusing on your mobility and flexibility, paying more attention to the nutrition and the food that you're helping. Like, that's going to help. You're right. Age is only a number.
Anna, thank you very much for
that.
We'll talk to you next week when we'll expect pictures of you from inside the ice bath as proof. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.